Good afternoon and happy Sabbath to everybody. Today I'm going to talk about Jeremiah, a message, and I'm going to learn a lesson from Jeremiah prophecy and its application to our modern nation. And I'm going to use the United States as a typical example to illustrate my message. In the 6th and the 7th century BC, the Hebrew prophet Jeremiah lived in a moral and political climate not so different from our modern nation, United States, for example. His own nation, Judah, was under constant threat from two ancient powers of the time, which is Babylon and Egypt. That's a replica of today's nation, Iran, and Islamic extremists like Al-Qaeda and, of course, ISIS. Jeremiah's basic commission from God include presiding over the demise and captivity of the nation of Judah by a foreign power, King Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon. In the course of 40 years, in major prophetic office, which spanned from 626 through 587 BC, encompassing the reigns of five kings of Judah, Jeremiah learned certain hard-won lessons that the 21st century men desperately needs to grasp and understand. Now, lesson number one. Jeremiah's day is reminiscent of our modern age. We too live in a period of unusual tension and international anxiety. These conditions came about as a result of sin, which is the transgressions of God's law, which we can find in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. The time came when God chose judge. When God chose to judge the nation Judah for its many sins. Lesson number two. Not everyone escaped with their lives during that nation's severe national crisis. Only 4,600 Jews were recorded as taken captive to start a new life in the land of Babylon, which we can find in Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 29 through 30. Many of those who failed to follow God's instruction through the prophet Jeremiah perished, whether they remained in Jerusalem or fled to Egypt. Now, lesson number three. Obedience to God is the master key to human survival. National calamity came upon Judah because of her many sins. People ignored the Ten Commandments. Adultery, stealing, lying, idol worshiping, and Sabbath breaking typified, the conduct at that time. Now let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 23 and read verses number 10 through 12. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 10 through 12. For the land is full of adulteries. For because of a curse, the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their course of life is evil, and their might is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yes, in my house I have found their wickedness, says the Lord. These two scriptures passage shows what was happening at that time during Jeremiah's time. In truth, we all know that sexual immorality threatens to engulf and shatter the very fabric of our Western society. Examples are homosexuality, lesbianism, teenage pregnancy, and premarital sex, which has become the norm of the day. A case in point is when a priest who's supposed to preach the true word of God and defend God's law went on a public television program and said, and I quote, "Gay is a gift from God." Also, a prominent and a popular politician who was once vying to become the president of this great nation was at the same time seriously engaging in adultery whilst his sick wife was beside him on a political platform. Now let's look at this current happenings. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Jeremiah said, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." This passage applies across board, globally, nationally, states, and most of all, individual or personal. It impacts our government on everyday level. Our human intelligence, wisdom, and political ideologies are not sufficient to guide our destiny. This goes to attest to the recent political wranglings going on in Washington, D.C., which is hurting the nation day in and day out. In fact, our nation leaders will always fail to reach their expectations and promises unless we all learn to rely on God's direction and guidance apart from ourselves. Perhaps Judah's worst sin was their national idol worshiping, which expressed itself in two priming ways. When we read in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, Jeremiah said, the Bible said, For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hand themselves cisterns broken. Broken cisterns that cannot hold water. As we speak now, Congress and the White House, the two most important pillars of the nation foundation, the center cannot hold, as the saying goes. There's always fighting going on there. Recent polls also suggest that majority of American people have lost hope in their leaders and their politicians. How much more the Almighty God, whom we constantly sin against. One of the worst expressions of our modern idol worshiping or idolatry is our virtual worship of celebrities, movie stars, music stars, sports personalities, and even politicians, which many of whom led seriously flawed personal lives unworthy of our respect and our attention. But yet, we adore them every day. Greed has also become a modern way of life. Worshipping money and the things it can buy is also an idol worshipping. We should be very careful things that we always spend time on it. During Judah's time, they have an image that they worship, an idol that they worship. But these days, you're not going to have any image or anything standing somewhere that you're going to bow to it or worship it, but things that you spend time on it, apart from God's word or relying on God, can also become an idol worship, like Facebook or whatever. You can name it. So we should be very careful for things that we always spend time on it. In conclusion, God is consistent. He does not change. What happened during the Judah's time, during Jeremiah's time, can still happen today. He hopes that our nation will wake up, but should not mistake his merciful long-suffering and patience. You shouldn't think because nothing is happening or God has been patient and quiet, nothing is going to happen. It will definitely one day happen. Let's read Psalm chapter 50, verse 21. Psalm chapter 50, verses 21. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, says the Lord. But I will rebuke you and set them in order before your own eyes. And when we jump to 23, he said, whoever offer praise glorifies me. To him who orders his conduct, all right, I will show the salvation of God. Today, God calls us to national and personal repentance. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30 through 31, the Apostle Paul said, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the men whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. And of course, we all know who the Apostle Paul is referring to, our Lord and mighty Jesus Christ. But even our nations as a whole do not heed the divine warnings and really repent, you and I can develop a personal relationship with God and turn our life around. We shall benefit enormously from his continuous guidance and blessing, no matter how bad our nation condition are allowed to become.